There were some new findings presented at this year's ASCO meeting on the Optimox approach. What were your thoughts on that?
I think the Optimox 2 study is interesting, and I think it's a direction that we need to be going in colon cancer. That is to ask the question, should we treat as we classically do to disease progression versus treating to maximum response? I think Optimox 2 and Optimox 1 would suggest that, particularly in the setting of FOLFOX, we don't need to treat to disease progression. That is, we can treat to maximum response and maybe to patients' benefit. I like that. I think that our colleagues who do work in breast cancer and lung cancer have to some extent done that in a much better way and have demonstrated you don't need to treat ad infinitum. So we probably need to be getting there in terms of colon cancer, and at least those studies would suggest that patients don't necessarily benefit from treating to disease progression. Similarly, a question that probably needs to be asked, I don't know where it's going to fit in our agenda, is in terms of adjuvant FOLFOX, do we really need to be giving 12 cycles? For instance, would 6 be enough? Why not do a 12 versus 6 randomized trial? A number of people have talked about it, but we're so interested in obviously pushing the adjuvant biologics that it's a little bit harder to consider sort of a 2x2 factorial design. But so many patients don't get to 12 cycles. And there's no question FOLFOX is an effective adjuvant therapy, but do we need to be giving that much?
Do you use the Optimox type approach in your clinical practice?
I talk to patients about it, and I encourage them to consider not continuing on the oxaliplatin to significant neuropathy and to consider either the options we talk about are continuing just 5-FU leucovorin bevacizumab without oxaliplatin, discontinuing bevacizumab, or for that matter, stopping outright and waiting for any evidence of disease progression before restarting it. I think, our patients often will tell us what they're most comfortable with. There are patients who just need to be treated to disease progression emotionally. They just can't handle cutting back. And then there are patients who tell me, I couldn't wait for you to tell me that, doc. I want to take a break and let's just get another CAT scan in 6 to 8 weeks and see where I'm at.
You mentioned the issue of the amount of oxaliplatin given in the adjuvant setting. And we've had the FLOX or the NSABP study looking at FLOX, which uses less oxaliplatin. Is that an approach you utilize in your own practice?
I have not used FLOX because I'm a little bit worried about the combination of bolus 5-FU and oxaliplatin in terms of GI toxicity. And there's a suggestion that there's more GI toxicity with FLOX than we would see with FOLFOX. We haven't seen the full toxicity data from the NSABP study, and I certainly would reserve any further judgment until we see that data. But in the meantime, I'd much rather give FOLFOX than FLOX.
And how do you approach the patient who has a pre-existing neuropathy?
In those circumstances, if I'm concerned that oxaliplatin is just prohibitive, then I'll just give a fluoropyrimidine. If it's borderline, we'll discuss what oxaliplatin does and the risk associated with it, and just every 2 weeks reassess the neuropathy very carefully. And there are patients where I'll even do neuro exams every 2 weeks, including testing for proprioception, doing a Romberg, just to make sure that I'm not seeing evidence of progression of the neuropathy.